B-Pod Studios.
Yeah, but back in my hometown, like when you saw McGruff the Crime Dog, it was me.
I do a Michael Jackson on myself.
What does that mean?
Grab my crotch a lot.
Well, I got into a bottle of wine, which was half the problem.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
I'm real excited about that music this morning, huh?
Welcome to a Monday. It is February 15th, 2021. It is the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. Good morning,
Roy. Good morning.
Roy working from home today. Lorraine in the studio. I'm back in the studio. It's a big rotation.
Right. It's just like duck, duck, goose. Whose turn is it?
Yeah. Back in the day, we wouldn't talk about it. You know, the experts would say, don't mention that Roy's not home. It sounds different. But in this day and age, who cares anymore? Everybody's been working from home.
Do I sound that much different when I'm at home versus when I'm right there beside you?
A little bit. A little bit.
Especially since you're broadcasting from your kitchen.
What do you mean? Is it echoing? Hello?
Sorry, buddy. You cut out for a minute.
Did I really?
No, he's messing with you.
Oh. Don't do that to me.
It's too early for that. Goodness gracious.
We got to keep you on your toes today, Roy, Loren, producer Nicole. We are all here. Do you know what today is?
It's the day after Valentine's Day, or as I call it, 50% off candy.
That is true. It is also the day we welcome back CMS students and teachers.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Can I tell you my experience of this song? Because it was very different from yours.
Oh, you don't like that song?
No.
I don't know if we can be friends.
No, I love this song. I think the song's great. It's just, you know, since I am working from home, I can't hear the song. And so all I heard in the middle of that song was... Someone in the room was breathing hard.
I don't know. Maybe me. I was kind of dancing and moving.
I just... I was like, all right. Great stuff.
Hey, you want to hear something funny?
What?
When I worked my first morning show job in Arkansas, we worked at the station. And the guy, he was a private owner, and he's like, I want to get a guy from L.A. and New York, and it'll be like an East meets West in the middle of the country, top 40 station, like we, you know, music we play. Okay. And I was the producer and like third microphone on that show. And the way it was set up was that we were on an FM station, 106.3, but my microphone, for some reason, was playing on an AM frequency, just my microphone.
That's okay.
So this guy calls in one day and he's like, I got my phone back, by the way, Roy. Yeah, somebody stole my tube, but I got it back. He goes, hey, I just want to say, like, all I hear is Maney's mic. I'm in a work truck that only has AM, and I just hear Maney laughing. I don't hear the other two guys. And I just hear, like, Maney going, yeah, no, right.
Or
every once in a while, I'll be like, every once in a while, I'll just go, no way. And that's all. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that is weird.
The guy only heard my mic.
So creepy. What a radio station. What a station. Well, welcome back, CMS teachers, students. We love you. We'd love to shout you out this morning. Text us, 704-570-9595. In a little while, we'd love to take some calls from you guys, especially teachers who are excited to go back into the classroom and do it safely and teach the kids. But tell us one thing about the weekend, Lorraine.
I took my boys to Jurassic Quest. And
it's
that drive-through dinosaur exhibit up in Concord.
Yep.
And we had a really good time, even though it was pouring the rain. So I thought, like, will they even be open? Like, are they going to give rain checks? You know, whatever.
Did the dinosaurs short out?
No, they didn't. And it was actually a really good rainy day activity.
Nice.
I mean, Cash was soaking wet from hanging out the window afterwards, but it, like, got us out of the house.
Did he love it?
Yeah, he loved it.
Great. Cool. What was your favorite dinosaur?
So we call our au pair Itchy sometimes.
Okay.
And we found out that there was something, there's a Ichthyosaurus dinosaur, so I think that was our favorite, to find out Elena had her own dinosaur.
That's funny. What about you, Roy?
Okay, so I've been in battle with the State Farm app. If it knows my driving, and it knows if it's good or not, and I've been getting horrible scores on it. And it's like I'm consumed with it. Like every time I go on a drive, I go look at the app and I'm like, okay, well, what does State Farm think I did today? And for the life of me, I'm at 65%.
Oh, my gosh.
At 65%, I should be running people off the road.
Bro, is that going to, like, affect your insurance rate?
It affects, like, you getting more discounts. But, like, I'm, like, now driving. And in Charlotte, in some places in Charlotte, you got to go 10 over. Otherwise, you're impeding traffic. Like, you just.
Right.
It's just, you got to go fast.
That's called Independence Boulevard.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you have to. Because, like, on Independence Boulevard, 74, it goes from, like, 60 to 50, to then back up to 55. It's a mess.
So people just do 70 the whole way just to keep it straight.
So people just do 70. Right. And then, so I've been, like, driving like a grandma, following all the speed signs, and then looking at my app going, okay, what is State Farm? What? I took a corner too close, and I get all mad, you know?
Does it tell you specifically what you did?
Yes, it has a map of where I drove, and then it has, like, in red areas, the areas the app thinks I was a bit of a problem.
So does Jake from State Farm pop up on your app, and he's like, Roy?
Well, this is what they do. I see, like, I have, like, $39 in savings, and then I logged back into the app, and it's, like, $37. I'm like, what? I lost $2?
You should probably get rid of that thing.
That's funny. Yeah. I like Drake from State Farm in that commercial. It was pretty funny.
I thought the other guy was hotter than Drake, but what do I know?
The speaking of commercials, I think it was a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, what?
And so I actually remembered I wanted to bring this up last week, and I forgot. I used to call it VRBO. Like, I thought that was the app. I thought VRBO was, like, where you went and rented a room. Y'all, it's Vrbo.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Producer Nicole, you're shaking your head. Yes. Did you see that commercial?
Yeah, dude. I said the same thing. I spelled it out, VRBO. And when they said it, I was like, Vrbo? Like, that's, like, I kept thinking because I wasn't watching it, but I have the Furbo that watches your dogs and tells you when you're when they're barking or whatever.
That's Furbo.
Yeah, and so I kept hearing it, and I was like, Vrbo? What is Vrbo? And then I looked at it, and it's all vacation rentals. I don't buy it. I think it's rebranding.
You guys got to go check it out. You know where now I'm thinking about it. It's like a commercial before a YouTube video. It's like a 5-second commercial. They're like, need to get out of the house? Try Vrbo. And I'm like, try what?
That's exactly what it is. It's a YouTube ad.
Yeah.
I bet you it's just rebranding.
No. We might have been saying it wrong all along.
No. It's been around for years.
Yeah, but dude, there's never a commercial for it. So we just assumed it was called VRBO because it's all capitals.
I didn't think they had enough money to afford a Super Bowl commercial.
Well, remember this year with all the big companies like Budweiser, Pepsi, Coke not doing commercials, they said that maybe rates were a little lower to get other companies in.
Maybe.
That's why Green Thumb Lawn or whatever had John Travolta in their commercial. They could afford it.
It's an acronym.
It's VRBO. I know.
I don't know what to tell you. It's my one thing. Okay. When you said your one thing, I didn't say there was no Ichthyosaurus. You know what I mean?
Okay, fine.
By the way, people that haven't listened to us in over a year because of CMS, yes, nothing has changed. Mm. Lauren and I still argue. Roy still says random things, and producer Nicole is still single.
Ish.
All right. Well, welcome to your Monday rain today. What else is new? Thunderstorms. Brad Panovich posted a great post. He goes, 0% chance of snow, 0% chance of sun for the next 5 days. Welcome to Charlotte, everyone. We got a lot to do. Don't go anywhere.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right. CMS. Students, teachers heading back, 704-570-9595. We'd love to talk to a teacher who's heading back to the classroom, excited to be going back.
Yeah, we missed you.
You know that you're doing it safely. Maybe you haven't heard us or spoke to us in over a year because schedules change. But 704-570-9595. If you're a teacher, you know you're going to be doing it right. And here's how you handle it. My son came in contact with someone who tested positive to COVID, one of his classmates. And so they do a deep clean on their classroom. This is down in Union County. And Dean's class is out till February 23rd. Next week, next Monday, he goes back.
Okay.
And that'll be about 2 weeks. The his last day of school was last Wednesday. So that's the way they handle it. And then Dean had a little bit of a runny nose, which is why I worked from home on Friday. But he tested negative to strep, which he tends to get, and also tested. We got his PCR COVID results back yesterday, and he tested negative.
Good.
So, but because he had a runny nose and because that student was positive, we wanted to check.
Of course. Better safe than sorry.
Right. But, I mean, we congratulated Dean, Roy. We said, hey, you know what, dude? Like, you tested positive. You were in contact with someone you tested negative. You were in contact with someone who tested positive, but staying away, wearing your mask, washing your hands. You know, we wanted to encourage him that he was doing the right things.
Okay.
You, on the other hand, working from home with the fever today, but that's because we think you're hungover from drinking too much yesterday.
Most likely.
That's the show consensus.
I stay drunk the entire weekend. I started drinking like at 11 a.m. So, I mean, most likely. Who knows?
Your body's like uncle.
Yeah.
910.
No, I mean, I don't know. Everything causes it. You know, you could have a fever for a lot of reasons. It doesn't necessarily mean the virus. But to be safe, I'm staying here.
910.
You can't take your temperature right when you get off the treadmill, Roy.
Right.
910 said, I heard Roy doing a Kia commercial on 103.7. It caught me by surprise.
Well, you know, when you're this famous, mm-hmm. right, just all the other radio stations want you.
Right.
So sought after.
I don't know why they air my commercial on other radio
stations. We'd be the first one to go all crazy if there was another person on our show.
Right.
And it's all about branding, man.
Yeah.
I love me some Tanner. Phil's on our show a lot. Phil does a lot of commercials, but he doesn't say, hey, it's Phil from K104.7. He just voices the commercial.
Well, and I'm not allowed to say, hey, it's Roy from KISS.
Okay.
I'm just like, hey, it's Roy.
Okay. Yeah, I know Von Yetta has done commercials on our show and stuff, and it's different being like, hey, it's Von Yetta from Power 98.
Well, and what these advertisers, I guess, assume is that you, as our listener, clearly you bounce between 103.7 and us because you're texting us. So
right.
They know that you listen to our show, but you also listen to other, you know, maybe you come to us for the music. I mean, come to us for the talk and then go somewhere else for the music.
Right.
So. 704 says, Roy sounds great coming from home. And then 980 says, if Roy needs me to bring him anything, I will. I live near him.
I do.
Everyone knows where you live.
Well, because before I had the stalker, I was a little whimsy with telling people where I lived.
All right. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. So we're going to find out from the show how everybody handled Valentine's Day yesterday.
Mine was a train wreck.
Oh, we got to get into that. Plus, we have a list, the worst Valentine's Day gifts that people have given. So we'll do that. And once again, we've been saying kind of all morning, welcome back to CMS students and teachers. If you are a teacher and you want to drop in and say hi, 704-570-9595.
I absolutely love you guys. My husband and I listen every morning. You are entertainment on the way to work.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mamie, Roy, and Lorraine.
Valentine's Day yesterday, I celebrated Saturday night. I saw Roy Saturday morning.
You did see me for a split second.
You did?
It was pouring. It was awful out. But we both got this charcuterie board from this cheese chick.
Oh.
That's her name, the cheese chick.
Okay.
And our pickup time was the same. So I enjoyed it. We sat down on the, we made a little palette with Dean, my wife and I Saturday night, ate the charcuterie board and watched Avengers. That was my romantic evening on Saturday. And then yesterday we just kind of hung out as a family. But Roy, you said yours was a train wreck.
Yeah, so I did mine Saturday as well. And so I had the charcuterie board and then I bought some ingredients to cook. And the train wreck came with the cooking. So I forgot. I had one time I was doing a braised short rib, and I threw it. You know, like I got the sear and everything going on the stovetop, and then I threw it in the oven to finish off. And then when I went to go pick it out of the oven, I totally forgot that you can't just touch the handles of pans that you put in the oven. And so I then, when I grabbed it, I felt my skin stick. That bad of a burn. So, and then I'm frazzled because I just burned myself and I'm putting my hand under water trying to cool it off.
Ugh.
And then so then my mind's all messed up because I'm in pain. Then I break the stove.
What?
The what? Door to my stove quits working and, like, falls off. I don't even know how it happened. So, me, I just want to leave the stove wide open, turn it off, and just call someone because I'm like, this is a train wreck. I don't know what to do with this. I'm not a stove repair man. I don't know how to fix this. Sterling wants to whip out the tools and attempt, you know, like we're going to do something.
Okay.
And I'm like, I just want to go enjoy myself. It's Valentine's Day. I have food. It's getting cold.
We'll deal with it later.
Yeah, here we are with pliers trying to fix the door to the stove. And so finally I find some way to shove it and just jam it in and just, like, hit it and it doesn't fall out. And then after that, it got better. We watched the movie Greenland. But you want to talk about a train wreck getting the dinner together. And I still have blisters on my hands.
About a month ago, you started planning your Valentine's Day, Roy, because it's also you and Sterling, your anniversary.
5-year anniversary,
And so you guys are making a big deal about it, and we gave you plenty of options. You could have got one of those igloos and went to a restaurant. You could have put the igloo in your own backyard, had a chef come in and cooked for you. But no, you opted to go this route, and this is what you get, quite honestly.
We went the cheaper route. Yeah. Clearly, I should have paid more money.
So does the oven work, or is it still broken?
No, it's still broken. And I'm too afraid to open the door, otherwise it's going to fall off.
Okay, so when do we get that fixed?
Dude, I don't know. There's a laundry list of issues with this stupid house. I don't know what to do. I don't have enough money to fix everything. We're just gonna live in broken stock.
This stupid house.
Dude, you can YouTube anything.
He's a realtor.
I break everything. I really do. I break everything.
You gotta be gentle, Roy.
I'm not. Have you seen me? I'm not gentle with nothing.
Life's not Hulk smash everything, you know?
I know, and I guess that's what I was doing with the stove.
All right, let's do a quick break. When we come back, Loren's got a list, and we would love for you guys to chime in on this list, too. Since Valentine's Day was yesterday, if you have to think all the way back to Valentine's past, it doesn't even have to be this year's. What was the worst Valentine's Day gift you got from someone? I bet you will hear from people who aren't dating that person anymore or married to that person anymore. That's how serious it is. But we want to hear from you. 704-570-9595. Worst Valentine's Day gifts. Tickle our little our toe, Loren. Give us one. What's on your list?
Let's see. How about wilted flowers?
Yeah. If the flowers are wilted in the car, you got to put them in water or revive them with mouth to mouth before you give them to someone. All right. Don't go anywhere.
Manny, Roy, and Loren.
95.1. So Roy had a rough Valentine's Day with a broken stove and a lot of other things that happened.
Burning my hand.
But we found a list of the absolute worst Valentine's Day gifts that people have received. And I told you one was wilted flowers. But these go as far as getting an open bottle of wine or liquor.
Already opened?
Already opened.
You can't give that as a gift.
No. Especially not for Valentine's Day.
Ugh.
Other people received a picture frame with no picture in it.
Okay.
You're going to defend that one?
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Like, what if you put, let's say you and I are dating, hypothetically, and I put a picture of me in the picture frame and give it to you. For Valentine's Day.
Okay, that's different. There's a picture in it.
What? Okay, are you going to be like, wait a minute. Like, if I want a picture of you, I'll go find the picture I want.
No.
What if I give you the picture frame with a picture of you in it?
And it's a bad picture because you took it?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, the empty picture frame is kind of like giving an artist a canvas that they can paint.
Okay.
How about this? I got a picture frame from Loren. She actually gave me a photo of her. I just thought it was a stock photo. That's how good the photography was. I thought it was a stock photo of a family, but it was Loren.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. People said that themed socks are a bad gift. That unopened assorted Halloween candy is not a good gift for Valentine's Day. That an online workout subscription is a bad gift.
Well, yeah, you're implying that you want your partner to get in shape.
Unless you asked specifically for it.
What if we give you a Peloton?
Then that's a great gift.
That's a great gift.
Right.
Or the mirror one.
Mm-hmm. Pet hamster terrible gift. Please do not give me fish. Do not give my children animals. Like, we're good. An ashtray, a used gift card, or an old VHS movie.
Old VHS? Yeah. Who has a VHS player? Well, I don't have that.
Okay, so.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't have one either.
I have a VHS DVD combo where you can burn VHSs to the DVDs.
That's cool.
Yeah.
See, but I feel like maybe like a vintage VHS Disney movie.
Sure.
Might be cool for the kids.
Like, Roy, you don't have any VHS of you as a kid? I do,
but I borrowed your VHS player to convert it to digital.
I forgot about that. Yeah. And then I lent him my VHS/DVD player, and he left it on the front of his in the front seat of his car and forgot to give it to me day after day. So I go, Roy, somebody's going to steal it. And then we thought for a minute, we go, no, nobody's going to break in and steal the VHS-DVD player combo.
It's probably safe there.
Just leave it in the front seat. It's okay. 704 texted in and said they got an engagement-style ring, but no engagement.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. Take the diamond. And
3 years later, still not engaged.
Maybe he chickened out when he gave it to you. He was going to propose, but
you know,
last second, get scared.
I don't know. I think there's people out there, too, that would just want the ring and not want to get married. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, they just want the commitment, but they don't actually want to get married.
It's like a someday ring.
Kind of. Like, I don't think my mom ever wants to get married again, but I don't think she would mind getting, like, a forever commitment from her boyfriend.
Yeah. How long have they been together?
Oh, I don't know, like 12, 13 years.
Does she wear anything or does he wear anything that shows that they are partners?
I don't think so. No. I'd have to ask her. Yeah. I haven't noticed.
Okay. Another 704 said that they got perfume and they know it is the same perfume that his ex used to wear.
Ooh.
When I called him out about it, he turned beet red and just took it back.
It's embarrassing, and that will come up again and again and again in every single fight.
You
should just break up.
980 texted in and said, you just mentioned hamsters. A boyfriend 3 years ago gave me a dog, the best thing that ever came out of the relationship. But now you're stuck. I hate to say stuck with it, but now it's the dog becomes your responsibility and you're not together anymore.
I would rather have the dog.
And then when you look at the dog, do you think of him?
No. I had a dog from an ex-boyfriend. Woofer was from somebody else.
Oh, that's right. I forget that.
Yeah.
Roy, we just had a breakthrough.
What's that?
She used Woofer in past tense.
I didn't know.
She said, I had a dog.
No.
And she said, Woofer was from an ex.
That's right.
And not present tense. And that is what we call a breakthrough on the show, everybody. Woofer, her dog, has been dead. Old age, by the way.
He's been dead for years, and you've been saying that he's at the vet as if he's going to come back. He's not. He's dead.
That's funny. All right. Coming up after 7, here's what we're going to talk about. What did you find out on social media? I found out something from a family member who I consider to be very close with. And I'm pretty sure this family member should have texted me the information. But instead, I found out from social media.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
What'd you find out on social media that you feel should have been either a phone call, an in-person conversation, or at the very least a text? I found out that my cousin, who I'm close with, so I'm the youngest in our generation, the youngest cousin at... I'll be 46 in April.
Okay.
My oldest cousin's going to be like 65. And so it's my dad's sister's kid. And we have probably the closest. And then there's a bunch in between, you know. But I'm very close with him, always have been. And, like, we talk. We text. We call each other. And there I am on social media, and I find out from his daughter that she's excited that her mom and dad are building a house at the Outer Banks in North Carolina. This is my cousin. Don't you think my cousin would tell me?
I mean,
question me?
When's the last time you talked to your cousin?
During the snowstorm up there about snow plowing and his animals on his farm.
I mean, sometimes you just get busy in life. You know what I mean? Especially when you're like building something, you're so consumed with what you're doing, you forget to update people, but then the people around you end up putting it out there.
I mean, I just feel like, Roy, if I was building a place in Virginia, wouldn't I like be like, hey, dude, tell me a little bit about Virginia? You would know.
So. Yeah, I am the ambassador for Virginia's for Lovers, clearly.
Yeah, but
reach out to me.
If you were going to get a Vrbo in Virginia Beach, would you call Roy? No.
They're building a house on the Outer Banks, though. Like, they're looking to move down here and get a summer house.
Near the Outer Banks.
I will now.
Okay, but I will tell you this. On the flip side of that, Lauren says you live nowhere near it. We know someone that's moving to the Outer Banks, and they keep asking us about, like, North Carolina. And they're like, oh, well, maybe you can come over. And I'm like,
it ain't that close.
Know the geography well enough.
Yeah.
I ain't coming over to the Outer Banks.
And maybe you'll call before you get there.
Yeah, it's a four-hour drive. I need a heads up.
But I don't know. I just thought my cousin would be like, hey, tell me a little. Because we did have a conversation years ago where he's like, I want to move south. And he's like, tell me about, you know, the lakes, Lake Wylie, Lake Norman. I was like, they're both very nice. You could get, you know, good land, a nice view on either lake. And then all of a sudden I find out on social media, his daughter, my second cousin, or my first cousin removed or whatever, was like, so excited for my parents' place at in like Wrightsville Beach. I'm like, what? how about a heads up from, you know, from your cousin?
Reach out to us, 704-570-9595. What did you find out on social media that you really felt should have been a phone call? 980 texted in and said, I found out that our boss had COVID-19 through Facebook instead of calling us. Yeah, that's a call.
Yeah.
And that's an awkward call.
Well, hey, that's right.
I exposed you to the virus.
You now got to quarantine until you get tested. Congratulations.
Another one from 704 said another thing. They found out that their stepfather had major surgery. My mom never told us. Just found out on Facebook. Prayers. I mean, now, 704, you have to think, why didn't they tell you? Did they not want you to worry? You know, there's got to be a reason. And right. Then it's like, odd that you go on Facebook and look for the public support.
Well, you're totally right. Like, maybe they didn't tell you for a reason. Like, maybe your family is building in North Carolina and they didn't tell you because they don't want you to be involved.
They don't want you there.
They don't want you there. They don't want you to call and give them a heads up that you're on the way.
That's hurtful. That's a whole nother level.
Maybe so.
704-570-9595. Jump on the phones. You can tell us what did you find out on socials that you feel like at least should have been, at the very least, a text. You can also text us at that same number. Taylor in Concord, good morning. Welcome to the Maney, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show.
Good morning. My dad actually married his girlfriend and didn't tell me of it. And we didn't find out until they posted on Facebook some pictures of their elopement.
Ooh.
Now, it sounds like you're not close with your dad, though. Is that correct?
Oh, no. Actually, we were super close.
Oh.
We were very close. And they just said that they didn't want to stress any of us out. So they didn't say anything.
Okay.
Are you still close with him?
I mean, that's questionable now, but...
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, this has lasting... Like, my thing is silly. Okay, it's a summer house, you know, whatever. My cousin, that's fine. But, like, something serious like that, you have to question, you know, why. Why? And they say, well, they didn't want you to worry about it, but they sure took to social media and Facebook to post about it. They could have at least sent you a text first, a picture. Whatever they posted on Facebook, they could have texted to you.
Yeah, you should get a heads up.
Right?
Yeah, right.
All right. Thank you, Taylor.
Thank you so much for calling in. Do you know what's surprising about all of this? The amount of messages that we're getting at 704-570-9595 about death notifications through social media.
Yeah, I found out my grandmother passed away from a Facebook post.
Yeah, that's pretty intimate. You shouldn't find out that a family member died, a close family member died, on social media. That should be a text or a phone call from someone.
Mm-hmm. Someone found out their dad passed away through social media.
Yeah, it's crazy. I got invited to a funeral via Facebook, 864 said.
The Facebook event?
that was the person whose biological dad passed away. That's how they found out. They got invited to the funeral via Facebook.
I mean, I would imagine they didn't speak much before that.
No, probably not. Can we make a general MRL show rule here? Like, if someone passes away and you have family that you know their phone number, or at least text them before you post it on social media, because sometimes it gets hairy. We'll read a couple more of these coming up in just a little bit. It's Manny, Roy, and Loren, KISS 95.1. Also coming up, we still have to talk about marriage and the regrets. This is an article we found that's actually pretty good. It's the regrets that people have before they got married. They didn't do these things. That's a good one. Roy.
Roy boy.
Someone who's about to get married.
Yes.
Listen up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Real quick, before we get into the things that people wish they did before they got married, we have a couple text messages that are worth reading in regards to what did you find out on social media. We got one from 864 that said, my biological dad passed away. They found out on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And then listen to this. They even requested funeral expenses via Facebook pay.
Ew.
After all is said and done, and they don't even, like, reach out to you.
No.
At the very least, with a text.
Right.
It's all through social media. Get out of here.
No, if you can't pick up the phone.
980 says, this is interesting. Found out my ex was engaged. We have two kids. He hasn't paid his court-ordered child support in over a year, but found out on Facebook that the ex was engaged. And I would say, like, if you didn't have kids, none your beeswax.
Mm-hmm.
But because
sure, but
there's...
But when there's kids, and the kids could be there visiting the,
sure,
the other person, you got to make a notification.
For sure.
803 said, my mother-in-law was married for 7 years, then got divorced. No one ever knew. We found out because the divorce was posted in the newspaper.
They didn't know that she got married or divorced?
Yes.
That's a cool move.
They found out through the newspaper?
Dude, they found out, like, the mother-in-law had been married for 7 years, then got divorced, and then they found out about the marriage and divorce all at once.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it's pretty crazy. All right. Now, if you're thinking about getting married, Roy.
I am.
And you have the wheels in motion and you're looking for venues and all that stuff. This is from the Whisper app. People reveal the things they regret not doing before getting married. Do you have anything that you're waiting to do before you get married, Roy?
I don't think so. I don't know. Give me some tips.
All right, here's one. Traveling and seeing the world. I was much younger, and my husband has no desire to travel. I'll end up doing it alone in my late 40s or early 50s.
Okay, I mean, I guess if... 'cause my husband had no desire to travel either. I drug him the first time, kicking and screaming, and now he loves it.
Okay. People reveal the things they regret not doing before getting married. I really wish I got my own place. I lived with roommates, then got married. Never lived on my own.
I did live with my live by myself for years, and I did love it.
But that's not to say you don't love your situation now.
Right.
No, it's fine. I mean, he's holed up in a room all by himself. I pretty much have the whole house to myself anyway, but it's fine. But it was nice to, like,
not have to entertain anyone when you come home.
Kind of. Mm-hmm, and, like, immediately take my pants off and just to put on sweats and not care. I don't know.
People reveal the things they regret not doing before getting married. I regret not getting to know my husband better before getting married. I think it would have made our marriage easier. It's been quite the challenge so far. I've been married for a year. This is from the Whisper app.
Mm. Well, luckily for my situation, we've been dating for such a long time. I feel like I know him pretty well.
I wish I got to know my husband's family better before marriage. They're so unbearable, and I'm unsure if I can even make this marriage work at this point.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, don't forget, when you get married, you don't just marry that person, you marry their family.
Yeah, I dated somebody whose family was unbearable, and I knew that relationship wasn't going any farther.
See, I feel bad for the family because I know I'm unbearable. So
this is interesting. I wish I had a baby before I married. My husband is lovely, but he has four kids and is done with raising kids. I sacrificed being a mom for him, but I wish I had one of my own.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's things tough. That people regret not doing before getting married. I like this one. I wish I had a threesome.
Of course you like that one.
I think it's funny. I know my husband has experimented a lot before me, and sometimes it makes me insecure. I wish I didn't wait to move furniture until I was married. I feel like I resent my husband now because of it, but it's not even his fault. Jeez, you women are deep, man. Man, I've you get that. Into levels of things. I wish I partied more and was just single for a bit more when I was younger. I got married when I was 24. I love my husband, but it was way too young. Amanda got married at 25. I was 35. She says that was young. 25.
Yeah, I think I was 25 too.
Yeah. Do you feel like that was young?
No. I mean, for me, no. I'd been through so much at that point in my life.
It's from Florida. Yeah. So.
All right, Roy, we got a game to play. For those of you heading back to CMS today, you might have forgotten, but we play a really cool game every morning.
Yes, it's called Can't Beat Lauren, 5 pop culture trivia. And we got to get you to call in 704-570-9595 to take down the pop princess.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lauren.
Lauren.
On Kiss 95.1.
Jess, welcome to the Meanie Roy and Lauren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're playing Can't Beat Lauren today.
All right.
All right, throw her out so we can try and throw you a win, Jess.
All right, Queen, you have to leave.
I'm going.
All right, she's masking up, leaving the studio.
Bye.
She is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
But wait, hold on. She stuck her hand back in. Oh. Okay, now she's gone again. Congrats are in order, Jess and Spartanburg, for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Big news. They're expecting their second child. We want to know the name of their first child.
Ooh. Oh, gosh. Is it Alexander?
Alexander, is that your answer?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, question two. The longtime Bachelor host has decided to step away from the show for a little while. What's his name?
Oh, my gosh. I have no clue. I don't watch that. I'm one of the many people, or one of the few people who do not watch The Bachelor.
No, it's many.
Same. Yeah, my wife doesn't either, and I've stopped, quite honestly. All right, Coldplay fans have something to look forward to. The band is getting ready to release a new album. Who is the front man of Coldplay?
That is, Chris Martin.
Gotta help her, Roy. Mm-hmm. Machine Gun Kelly shared information that he wears his girlfriend's blood around his neck.
What?
I'm so happy to know I'm not alone at this. Who is his girlfriend?
Megan Fox.
And the Daytona 500 was delayed yesterday because of rain, so Fox showed the making of Days of Thunder, starring what actor? What big actor starred in that movie as a race car driver?
My brain says Ben Stiller. I feel like that is so wrong.
Ben Stiller?
Yeah.
Well, she's not going to answer that, so we'll see. Maybe that's your winner. Come on in, Lauren.
I love it when I know people are going to be screaming in their cars. You know,
that's me every morning, and here I am.
All right. How did Jess do?
Jess got 2 correct.
Okay.
But she says she gets them all right when other people are playing. So let's see how you do. Congrats are in order for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, who are expecting their second child. What's their first child's name?
Archie.
All right, that is correct. Unfortunately, our friend Jess said Alexander. It's 1-0.
The longtime Bachelor host has decided to step away from the show for a while. What's his name?
Chris Harrison.
That's correct. No answer from Jess. 2-0.
Coldplay fans have something to look forward to. The band's getting ready to release a new album. Who is their frontman?
Chris Martin.
That is correct. 3-1.
Machine Gun Kelly shared information that he wears his girlfriend's blood around his neck. Who is his girlfriend?
Is it Megan Fox?
That is correct. 4-2.
And the Daytona 500 was delayed yesterday because of rain, so they actually showed a pretty cool documentary about the making of Days of Thunder, which starred what actor as a race car driver?
I believe it's Tom Cruise.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Jess said Ben Stiller. Final score, 5-2.
That's funny. I mean, maybe you were thinking of Talladega Nights starring Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Comedy.
That's
so
why that came to me. Mm. Well,
all right, Jess. Not a win. You know what we want to hear.
All right, my name is Jess from Spartanburg, and I cannot beat Lauren.
Thanks for playing, Jess.
Of course, thank you guys. Have a good day.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
This is a strange story. A woman kind of felt like she was afraid her ex-boyfriend put a tracker in her vehicle, so she took the vehicle to a mechanic shop. And sure enough, he found a tracker. Back towards underneath her car near the wheel. In the video, he scanned the QR code on the device, and an online search confirms it's some type of tracker.
Psycho.
No. Psycho. Do you confront the boyfriend, or do you just, like, put the tracking device on, like, a pigeon?
I don't know. I think there's going to be a confrontation because in the video, it was hashtag, someone is going to jail.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Oh, for sure.
Is that stalking?
I'm sure it is.
And trespassing. Like, I don't think you can mess with another person's car like that, at the very least. I may not get hit heavy, but...
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow. See, that is crazy to me.
A tracker in the car. Now, I have a tracker in my car. We've been talking about that this morning, how it's through the insurance. It's that safe driver beacon thing that I get poor scores on. I have like, it's like I get a 68. I'm an awful driver, evidently, according to my insurance. But I wonder if that could ever be hacked. Like, could someone hack that little beacon and find out where I am? Because after I get done with the trip, I can pull up my State Farm app and I can see the route that I took. How creepy is that?
Right.
Dude, all anybody has to do is look for a white car with bird crap from fender to fender on it, and they can know it's you. We don't need a tracker to find you.
That's true.
The only car in the Carolinas with that much bird crap on it, to be honest with you.
And I love it. You guys are like, aren't you embarrassed driving around? And I'm like, no.
Yeah. I know. I posted a video of Roy's car at Maney Radio on Insta. Selfish plug for my Insta, but go check it out. And you can see the video there of Roy's car when he's pulling out. I had to take video of it because I couldn't believe it.
It's so ridiculous.
It really is.
It really is the worst car on the road as far as, like, the, you know, dirtiness. But I don't know. Listen, It's an old vehicle. It's paid off. What do you want from me?
Someone said,
I don't know, a car wash?
Yeah. Listen to some of these comments underneath the video. This is truly disgusting. How does someone drive their car looking like that? Give me your address, Roy. I'll cut the limbs down with my husband's chainsaw.
Oh, I might have to reach out to them.
And then someone else said he needs at least a carport. Come on, Roy. LOL. Why? You know, and then someone says, we're laughing about this, but that bird crap is really going to eat away at the paint of his car if he doesn't get it off. What's the update?
It's not even bird poop. It's like
berries from a tree.
Yeah.
It's like I park underneath the crepe myrtle and I have and it sheds its berries this time of year. And so it looks like bird poop. But I had so many car wash companies reach out to me. Begging for me to come to their car wash. One guy's a detailer. He wanted to come to my house. He wanted to bring his mobile detailing unit to my house.
And his full crew of 10 people.
Yeah, I mean, like, listen, it's clean right now because it rained. But then in one day, it's going to look completely bad. But it only does this for, like, a few weeks. And then it's done.
Allie says, what's Roy's Venmo? I'll send you $10 to go through the car wash.
I'm pretty sure there was a charity being established to get my car washed. But it is by far, like, listen, we're not exaggerating when we say it is the worst looking vehicle that you would ever see on the roadway. That's my vehicle.
Yeah. If you see a vehicle that stands out to you that looks like it's covered in bird turds.
It's mine.
It's Roy.
But, you know, I need to get a black car because if I had a black car, you wouldn't be able to tell anything.
Yeah, but it's going to eat away at the paint is all these people's point. That's what they're saying.
That's the least of my car's issues.
You can go look at that. It's unbelievable. It's worth the view at Maney Radio. Back to the girl who's being tracked. Now, the question, she takes her car to the mechanic. The mechanic finds a tracker. But it's not like she just went there for another issue and the mechanic found it. She felt like something was up. Yeah. Do you think that he put it in after they broke up and wanted to know where he was? And is it crazier one way or another? Or was it in there while they were dating and she just, you know, realized that maybe it was a thing?
He probably thought they broke up because she was with somebody else and he wanted to know. So he put a tracker on the
car. After they broke up.
I think
that's,
so.
I think that's, I hate to
use the word crazy.
Compare craziness, but I think that's crazier.
I do think it's crazier after the breakup. I think it is just as bad during the relationship.
That's true also, but you know what? We have a lot of private investigators who work with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show on things that we need, and a lot of them listen to the show, and whenever we talk to them on the air or off the air for our needs about, by the way, our private investigator needs are about listeners, not about us.
Right.
We're not tracking each other.
I have a question about private investigators.
But wait, every time we call them, we go, where are you? They're like waiting for someone, tailing someone. They're always busy watching.
So, but if you hire a private investigator, that is technically stalking as well. So how does that hold up in a court of law?
I guess they do it in a non-harassment way.
Let's ask.
Are they just gathering evidence? How about this move? I knew someone that was going through a divorce, and the husband hired a private investigator. So she parked her car at a hotel over the weekend and had someone else pick her up. So the investigator, staked out the car thinking, he would catch her in an act. And it never happened.
Huh.
I'm texting the investigator that we have on staff.
Okay.
Lauren wants to know why it's not stalking. I think the court's going to allow it. They allow that.
Don't they have to be licensed? Aren't they, police?
I don't think so.
I don't think anybody could just be an investigator. I'd hope there's a credentialed
service. Is it because maybe it's like a third party thing?
I don't know.
980 sent a text message and said, my friend put a tracker on her car because her boyfriend would lie about his whereabouts while using her car.
Mm.
That's shady.
Well, she put a tracker on her own car then.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's fun. I think you could track your own car.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. If you're tracking the person in the car, that's the thing. It's not what car it is.
Yeah, but if you think they're lying about where they're taking your vehicle.
And can we all agree that putting a tracker in a car is so old technology? I taught Loren how to track her husband's phone.
I was hoping nobody would bring that up.
You don't need a tracker.
Right. The phone is more accurate anyway. Nobody leaves their phone behind.
Yep. When they get out of the car, then what? All right, it's Manny, Roy, and Lorenz.
Manny, Roy, and Lorenz. Kiss 95.1.
So I talked about the story where this mechanic found a tracker in a woman's car from the crazy ex-boyfriend. And, clearly this guy's stalking. Clearly they're going to contact the police and try to get this guy arrested because it's not okay. But we had someone, Loren brought up a good point, how do private investigators get away with stalking? And we had a lot of our listeners text in that says they're licensed and that because it's for a legal purpose, they're allowed to stalk people.
Huh. Okay. So,
I mean, that makes sense.
They're doing it for a stalk. You're still stalking them.
Well, but they're doing it for a court case.
But hold on a second. Yeah, exactly. So that separates stalking from watching.
So wait, a private investigator, though, wouldn't take a case unless you were going to take someone to court? That's not true either.
Well, maybe that it could be. It could be evidence in a court case.
Hmm. Okay.
Think about it this way. We've talked to private investigators who are currently trailing someone. We know this for a fact. They've said this on the air. I'm currently on a case where the woman thinks he's cheating. Mm-hmm. So I'm following him. And we were like, is he cheating? And he goes, oh, yeah. And then we've also spoken to private investigators who are on cases for big insurance companies. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah is claiming that he can't do anything. Meanwhile, I'm watching him play tennis.
Right.
And we're like, okay, you're watching him now. But that's not they don't have a general interest in it, a specific interest in that person. You know what I mean? So that has to keep it from stalking.
Okay.
Now, there's probably a blurred line in a great movie somewhere where the PI becomes obsessed with their case, and then it becomes stalking.
Yeah.
I'm working on that script right now, so don't anybody steal it.
You know, there's this other level of private investigators that people don't even think about, but we've had them call into the show. They drive around running your license plate to see if you need your car to be repoed.
Yes.
That's a whole other PI out there. They just run. They'll go to a Wally World, drive around, run all these license plates to see which one needs to be repoed.
And then they must get a cut. They send it off to the repo people.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, let's say hi to Nikki in Concord. She's actually a PI. Good morning, Nikki.
Hey, good morning.
Weigh in. Show us your expertise on how it differs from stalking for you as opposed to someone who's not a PI, who's watching somebody.
Well, yeah, so you have to be licensed. You have to go through, like, the board in North Carolina. And okay. If you have your license, I mean, I had gotten caught before, and, like, a neighbor had wanted to see my license, and there's nothing you can do if I'm licensed to do it. And it doesn't even have to be for a court case. It depends on what the case is for, but it's not illegal if you're licensed, but you have to have a sponsor that someone owns a private investigator business. You can't just go get a license.
Okay, I was about to ask, is it pretty hard to get a license?
Honestly, no. It's expensive, though.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What are you working right now, Nikki?
I am not a private investigator anymore. I'm a paralegal.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Do you miss the trail, the stakeouts?
Yeah, I've had to hide in bushes, and my husband and I, and get in the rain. I've been caught. I've been chased before.
Did you? Are you out of the business because you got caught?
No, it just the schedule was awful. I did it in college, and I didn't want to work whenever my boss texted me and said, "Hey, this guy's moving. Get on it."
Yeah, that's so cool. That's weird. Hey, see, Nikki, I'm going to put Nikki back on hold. Producer Nicole, see if Nikki would come on the wrap party today where we do a little more MRL. We could talk to her about more private investigating things if she wants to tell us anything. I think that's
you know how cool. We had a blogger on and Loren really dived deeper into the blog? Loren's now going to become a PI.
Yeah, I'm getting my license.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I actually listen to y'all every morning. I love y'all.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So Molly, from last week, gave us an update on the prison letter. Now, her boyfriend sent us a letter to read to her. And part of the letter was a little concerning for all of us because it made it sound like he was freaking out.
Yeah, he said, like, hey, just to paraphrase, he said, I want you on Sunday, Valentine's Day, to go to Lake Norman and have a drink of wine, and I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously he means he'll be there in spirit, but our Roy was like, well, what if it doesn't? What if it was really like, hey, he's going to be there?
Yeah.
Who knows? You know, you got to be really aware.
Well, then some people thought maybe he was getting out for good behavior. Right. Know, he was going to surprise her.
That was a good one, too. Yeah. All right. So what did Molly say? She sent us a message on at the MRL show. She DM'd us.
Yep.
Molly says, we're currently on the run, blazing through the nights of Georgia, hiding from the coppers.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Send food.
No, she did reach out to us, and she said, hey, all, so here's an update as requested. Unfortunately, the weather was bad, and I didn't actually go to the lake and have that wine.
Mm.
I really hope he wasn't there, as Roy said. Ha ha. Anyways, I downloaded the podcast from Thursday, and I listened to the letter a lot over the weekend. I was able to call Mark on Saturday afternoon, and he told me that he wasn't able to hear Loren read the letter live on air.
Oh.
He's so happy that you guys did that for him, and he said to tell you guys thanks. He said more letters on the way.
To us or her?
Don't know. It says your fan forever, Molly.
Oh,
okay.
You think Mark's writing a letter right now and goes, hey, can you guys have Manny read this?
You think
we're the pigeon carriers for prison.
Right. Listen to this. Dear Piedmont Natural Gas, I am so sorry for not making my payments the last couple months. I have been in prison and unable to pay my gas bill, but I promise. Nobody's laughing. That's really funny. That was really funny. He wants us to read different letters to different people.
I know.
Dear Duke Energy, again, I am sorry for falling behind on my bill. Screw you guys.
Sorry, bud.
My creativity is dying on this show.
There's some things that hit. There's some things that...
It just didn't land.
That was good.
I thought there was another layer to it. I was just waiting for the shoe to drop. That's all.
It's endless. Can you have Roy read this letter? Dear Mrs. Johnson, I'm so sorry that my fence is still broken. I've been gone for a year. You know what I mean? Like, it writes itself.
What if he wrongs, he I'm writes done. All of his wrongs through us?
Yes. No, that's
Jeff,
not funny.
I stole.
That's not funny.
Okay. But the water bill is.
Piedmont Natural Gas, my friend.
I'm sorry, Piedmont Natural Gas is. Okay.
Well, listen, we're just joking around. Mark, if you're listening this morning, thank you again for reaching out to us. Apparently, we made a new pen pal friend in prison.
Yeah.
And Molly, we're glad that at least you got to listen to the podcast. Mark, you can do the same. Maybe if you have internet access, you can go to kiss951.com and download any past MRL show based on date. And you can listen to the letter there from Thursday.
Yeah.
I've seen prison TikTok, so I hear that some of them have, like, phone with data.
Yeah. Okay.
Find somebody in the joint.
All right. I'm going to go be funny in the bathroom with myself.
Okay.
And when we come back, though, we have to talk about something Roy and Nicole did yesterday and how Roy mentioned Nicole in front of hundreds of thousands of people.
It was a big moment for her.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll discuss next.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mamie, Roy, and Loren.
So last night, Roy mentioned Nicole in front of like hundreds of thousands of people. It was a concert that Nicole was on.
Yeah, it was. So Justin Bieber was performing his new song. I think it's called Journal.
No, sir. New song. That album came out in 2013.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you hear her? Can you hear her?
I can't hear her.
Okay.
Hear her.
So say it again, Nicole. Now he can hear you.
That was his first time performing that, but that album came out in 2013.
Yeah, okay. So he's performing Journals live for the first time on TikTok, and I knew that she had a TikTok date where she was going to, for Valentine's Day, be watching this TikTok. And so
was a date with Justin Bieber?
I guess, yeah. So I wanted to see what the song was about, too, so I logged on right at 9 p.m., you know, and I knew she was watching, and so she even had, like, her computer set up with, like, a glass of wine watching this show. So I thought it'd be super funny if I kept sending, "Hi, Nicole, hi, Nicole, hi, Nicole," hoping my name would pop up in the TikTok chat, and she'd see her name and get all excited, be like, "Oh, wow, there's Roy mentioning my name." I said it so many times, there were people responding to me going, "Who's Nicole? Who's Nicole?"
Did you see it, Nicole?
No, he sent me... He sent me the link to it, and I was just like, boy, bye. Like, I'm not on a date on this thing. Like this hasn't been planned. But then he sent me his message, and I had it widescreen. I was singing. I was dancing. I wasn't looking at the
just
comments.
Just not paying attention
to
the
because,
comments.
Yeah, because, there really were. There were, like, 200,000 people in there. So, and everyone is commenting so quick. Like, everyone's commenting it every second. And so I just got rid of the comments and I was looking.
And what I find to be really good comedy, Manny and I do this, is that when you log into someone's live stream and you kind of derail it. You don't talk about... So, like, our buddy Brad Panovich, he's a great weather guy, but we think it's funny whenever he's doing his live things for me to hop on and be like, "Hey, Manny," and then proceed to ask some stupid weather questions.
That has nothing to do with the conversation that he's currently discussing.
You guys have, like, a whole side show going on for people in the chat.
And to be clear, we don't do it when it's, like, when it's dangerous to people's lives, like tornado warnings or anything like that. We do it, like when it's a snow forecast.
Right.
You know, when it's something kind of, you know, where people all get excited.
It's not an emergency.
Yeah, it's never an emergency. And we'll ask things like, you know, is it going to thunder snow? Or, like, is there a tornado? Or is there, you know, just silly
questions. We'll do
questions.
A quiz. Like, can anyone tell us the temperature that water freezes?
Stupid question to the live stream. I love derailing live streams. It's so funny to me.
So how long did you watch the Bieber show last night, Roy?
I watched it until about 9:35, 9:40.
Nicole, when did you stop watching the Bieber show?
When he was done.
Which was?
What time? It maybe lasted an hour. He just performed the album, so it was, and he didn't even perform all the songs.
And he was so awkward because he didn't know what to do. He's like, do I just keep playing songs?
Yeah, did he talk to anybody on TikTok? Did he mention people's names or anything?
No,
he didn't, which made me speculate. I do this all the time when I watch these live stream shows. I'm like, is it not pre-recorded? Live. Did he just like record this in advance and threw up the raw audio, the raw video? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just threw it up later. You know, was he really performing at 9 p.m. on Valentine's Day?
Does that make a difference to you, Nicole?
To me, it does.
No.
Does it make a difference to you whether it was recorded or live?
No, because, it was live at some point. Like, those were his vocals. That was his band. So, to me, it doesn't
YouTube.
Matter.
I mean, when you watch any YouTube... In fact, when I watch TV shows, it was live at some point.
But Nicole's point is that it wasn't posted anywhere else until 9 p.m. that night. So
right, and it wasn't like he was lip-singing or doing some cover. Like, he was still performing it. What time he did it really doesn't matter to me.
I watched the Blackpink live stream concert, and I couldn't get over, don't laugh, I'm a big Blackpink, Blinks is what they call us, but I was watching this, and I couldn't get over the fact if it was real live or if it was fake live, because all of a sudden they start playing a new song, and they had a whole new set, and I'm like, I've been to concerts, they don't change the set so quickly. And then at the very end of the concert, they showed this big warehouse they were in that had like five sets, backgrounds that was already up, and they just walked to the other side of the stage.
I think sorry, go ahead, Roy.
Well, I'm just saying, like, but the whole time I'm like mad at this concert thinking it's not really live. And then at the end, I'm going, oh, it was live. I don't know why it matters to me.
See,
you're psycho.
No, I think I agree with Roy. Like, if I'm paying for it and I think it's live, it better be live.
Right.
But you're paying for not the live, you're paying for the exclusivity of it. No, like, no
I'm
one else
for
can
that
watch
artist
it.
Artist to be there at that time.
Needing. I could go on YouTube needing. And watch
but you're
a
not
recorded
gonna,
show.
You're not going to get that specific show on YouTube. That's why you're paying for it. It'll go on YouTube after.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to wait the one day or the 24 hours,
I'll DVR it. Which is essentially what it is.
I was upset, Nicole, myself. I missed I had no idea that a lot of these artists are doing live streams, and I found out on Twitter, Howard Jones did a live stream, and I didn't get
Who?
To watch it. Howard Jones, wonderful piano, keyboard, synth player from the 80s.
Okay.
No one is to blame.
Mm-hmm. Got nothing.
I thought you were going to say you're upset that you didn't join me in my tomfoolery with the Justin Bieber concert.
No. I'm okay with that. I was mad that I missed Howard Jones. Things can only get better.
Oh, that's I know that one.
Thank you.
People of course, know that one. You guys do.
I know that one.
You can fill the pool, but you can't swim in it.
You know I hope this whole live stream concert thing goes away because I don't like it long term.
Bro, when we get vaccinated, live concerts are coming back. Yeah. My boss is going to yell at me. There's discussions about doing shows in the fall. I'll leave it at that. And that discussion wasn't happening in April, May, June, or July of last year.
I can't wait. I mean, I'm ready for Garth to come to Charlotte.
Me too.
All right.
I'm ready for life to get back to normal.
Let's take a break. Let's come back. And let's keep with producer Nicole. I want to do this, Nicole. You mentioned this. You have the app on your phone called the Citizens app.
Oh, yeah, I did.
So let's discuss what the Citizens app is, and let's go through a couple of the things that your Citizen app has alerted you about, okay?
Great.
All right, don't go anywhere.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Are you aware of the Citizens app, Loren?
Yeah, just from like what producer Nicole texts in our group text, because some of the things that she gets alerted for are unbelievable.
And Roy, you know, like we talk about the Nextdoor app on the air, which is kind of similar to the Citizens app, but I think the Citizens app, unlike Nextdoor, is more towards crime.
It is. You'll just get an alert that says nearby incident, and, you know, it'll say vehicle collision or traffic collision or person this or fire this or gunshots. But then sometimes they're really, really nutty.
Do you have the app also, Roy?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, I'm going to get it
now. All my notifications right now. Report of a man.
When you live where we live, you have the Citizen app. Yeah.
So you know what's going on, dude. Because we can, like, we're, like, good where we are, but we're a block away from some nonsense.
So, like, stuff's going down.
And, you come out of my neighborhood, to the right, there have been multiple murders, and to the left, you have million-dollar homes being built.
I mean,
I can't tell you how many times I have to, like, reach out to Nicole being like, what's going on down there?
Yeah, I mean, like, even just day before yesterday, I wasn't here because I went to see my mom, but got a notification that right outside of my place was a drive-by and how a car got struck, like, just from being around.
I mean, Don't misunderstand. Loren and I in suburbia have our incidents too. There was a shoplifter at Kohl's not long ago,
right.
And a car did break down in the Starbucks line in front of Loren's area. So we have issues too.
Do you want to hear like literally notifications I got yesterday?
Yeah,
I don't delete them.
Yeah, you read some, and then Nicole, you read some from the Citizen app.
Okay,
this is at 12 noon yesterday. Driver crashed truck into house at Eastway Drive.
What? Yep, and then they fled.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then at 11:48, report of a man shooting gun, Anderson. I have person urinating at bus stop, Eastway and Central.
Go ahead.
Wait, tell me. Person urinating at bus stop?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at Eastway and Central. There's tons of these things.
So it's almost like a scanner, a police scanner, but it texts you instead of the scanner where you hear the call.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically for every report that gets filed.
Friday at 9:55, report of man swinging knife at the plaza. I don't know where that
was. That the machete?
No, this is, I think.
No, but there are lots of branding of machetes or
knives and stuff.
Mm-hmm. A lot of branding.
Give us a couple from yours, Nicole. Okay.
Well, here's one I sent you guys that I just thought was hilarious, is assault with detergent at Harris Teeter. and 20 hours ago, someone was trapped in an elevator. I got man exposing himself at the corner of Central and Plaza.
Oh, jeez.
Woman chased by other woman with rock.
Okay. You know how good this would be in Florida? This is gold
it
in Florida.
It sounds like it's from Florida.
You can change your
location,
and that would probably be very interesting.
I sense a game. Like this week, Nicole and Roy can pull things from their Citizens app, and then we'll also make up a couple, and people have to guess whether it's real or not.
We get the nuttiest things.
So the Citizen, let me ask you this. Should I allow the app to track it at all times so that it will send me messages rather than just while using it? If I'm setting it up, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. If you want the push notifications.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Have it to where it's always monitoring.
Okay.
I want to, though, because I see some pretty stupid, crazy stuff. I want to be a reporter on it and like send out the alerts to people, but I don't know how to do that.
You should just jump on Instagram and
you can go live on Citizen.
Oh yeah, but I don't want people to see my video. I don't want to be out there like reporting like I'm an actual news reporter. Roy coming live here at Central and Plaza.
803 texted in and said that they make it a drinking game at their home with the Citizen app. We love it. Every time something comes within a mile of our home, we drink. All right. Well, thank you for that, you guys. That's pretty funny stuff. Coming up after 9, on the heels of Valentine's Day, this is an article that came out over the weekend. Different places that you can kiss bae. You know, Valentine's Day has come to an end, but maybe you can surprise your partner by kissing them physically in places where you don't normally think. We'll explain. Don't go anywhere.
I absolutely love you guys. My husband and I listen every morning. You are entertainment on the way to work.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mamie, Roy, and Lorraine.
Good sound effects.
I feel our music when we come back, man.
I tell. All right, so Valentine's Day might be over. And maybe you want to spice things up a little bit and not kiss your significant other in the same old way. Same old peck on the lips that you would typically.
No, I will not make out with you.
But we found a list of unique ways and unique spots that you can kiss your significant other to liven things up.
Okay. Different parts of the body?
Mm-hmm.
The shoulder is where I like to kiss Amanda. Is that on the list?
Shoulder made the list.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I find shoulders very attractive.
So I... Dallas does not like to kiss me on the forehead because he says it feels like he should be kissing a child on the forehead. But okay. Forehead is on the list.
I think it's kind of sweet. Like, picture a movie where, like, for some reason I'm picturing Ben Affleck as the actor and, like, he's going some doing something and, like, he just, like, it's like, you'll be safe. And then kisses her on the forehead and then, like, walks away.
Yeah. I don't know. But the tip of the nose made the list. And I feel like the forehead and the nose are, like, kind of the same thing.
Tip of the nose? Yeah. I've never... My lips are too big for the nose.
Plus, Roy's nose runs a lot.
Right.
Ew. But, like, issues. I might kiss Cash on the nose. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
I got your nose, and then I'm going to put it back. But, like,
okay.
I can't imagine kissing your significant other on the nose.
Yeah, weird.
The little dip in the collarbone, the clavicle area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's hot.
I haven't seen my dip in my collarbone in years.
There's a dip in your collarbone?
I'm just waiting for the weight loss.
My fourth chin covers that dip, unfortunately.
For some of the other places you can kiss bae to spice things up is the soft spot behind the earlobe.
Well, how do you get back there without getting punched?
Oh, I'd be afraid it's nasty or something. That seems like an area people doesn't clean often.
Wash behind your ears.
And that's that's private. Like to get in that close, I'm telling you, Amanda would elbow me.
Okay.
It would tickle.
Under the jawbone.
What?
Like the chin?
Yeah. So, like, all this is, like, kind of connected. The neck, the jawbone, the soft spot behind the earlobe. I feel like that could all...
Shut up, Nicole. She just said in our ear, y'all are lame.
I know. I feel like my dad somewhere is going, well, what happened to the days you just kiss on the lips?
You know? Kiss a little Missy's hand. There must be really sensitive in these areas, though.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Right, Nicole?
Yeah.
Okay.
So are you telling me that you are married and you've never done any of that?
No, you haven't?
I said
how often do you... let's reframe the question to make her feel nuts. How often do you kiss the tip of someone's nose?
Yeah, Nicole, when was the last time you kissed someone's nose?
I mean, I can't remember the last time, but I wouldn't say, like, that's weird. Like, I would totally do that with someone I'm in a relationship with.
Kiss a nose?
Their nose?
Yeah, like... Yeah.
No, we're not down with that.
Is there baby talk involved with that? Real question.
I don't think so.
Who knows I love you?
No.
I kiss Amanda's shoulder. I'll kiss her ear and I'll kiss her forehead. Those are three things on the list. I'm not that bad.
I don't think I like my ears messed with.
See?
Everything else I can probably get down with.
That's why coming behind, like if Dal came behind your ear to kiss you in that soft spot, I'm telling you, he's going to take a hit.
Listen, Nicole still gives hickeys like she's in middle school.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1, the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. It's President's Day. And instead of just doing boring presidential trivia where we have Loren and Roy going head-to-head against each other, we thought we'd make it a little more interesting. It's kind of like match game fill-in-the-blank presidential trivia.
Okay.
So even though the questions will be about individual presidents, it won't be like you need to know who was the third president, which of course was whom. Okay.
John Adams, maybe? No, that's two, right?
Well, look at you. That's right. John Adams was two.
TJ. I think it's Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson. Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
That's right.
See, yeah. Roy's going to smoke me here.
All right, Roy versus Loren. Here we go. You will each get to answer the question, so I think your answers will be different, okay?
Okay.
All right. Loren, question number one. President Martin Van Buren was the first to be a United States citizen. All previous presidents were what?
I don't understand. You an immigrant?
Is that your answer?
Sure.
An immigrant? Okay. Roy... Martin Van Buren was the first to be a United States citizen. All other presidents were blank.
I'm going to assume British.
That's correct. That's the answer we were looking for.
Revolted from them. Yeah.
Roy's got one. Can't accept your answer, Loren.
Okay.
All right, now you guys got a vibe on how we're playing this.
Yeah.
John Quincy Adams was known for doing this in the Potomac River, the river right there, Washington, D.C. Roy.
John Quincy Adams, Potomac, was that the... This has nothing to do with the Boston Tea Party, does it?
No.
We should play wrong answers only. This would be way more fun.
Well, we're getting that.
Are these just like fun things?
Sure. John Quincy Adams was known for doing this in the Potomac River. We want to know what this was.
Skinny dipping.
Loren is correct. Skinny dipping.
No way.
Yep.
Is it really?
Yes.
I can't believe she got that. She Googled it.
He would often skinny dip in the Potomac River.
Dude, I was giving wrong answers only.
All right, here we go, Loren. Our 29th president, his name is Warren G. Harding. He had a serious affair with a White House secretary. According to legend, they often had relations in the White House blank.
Oval Office?
That is incorrect. Wrong president. They had relations.
Not the first one to do it in there.
Inside a White House blank, Roy. Where was Warren G. Harding getting busy with a secretary?
If it wasn't the, I would assume where the press is. I don't know.
No, that's incorrect.
The Rose Garden.
No, that's incorrect.
The Truman Balcony.
No, that's incorrect. The correct answer, and by the way, I think Truman came after Harding. The correct answer is a White House closet. In fact, listen to this. On one occasion, Secret Service agents reportedly had to stop his wife from beating down the closet door. Even more scandalous, she had been denounced as a degenerate for the suggestions that Harding had gotten her pregnant, which later on turned out to be true.
Wow.
Okay. Can you imagine if there was Twitter back then? All right, Andrew Jackson, Waxhaw's very own, Lancaster County's very own Andrew Jackson, was involved in over 100 duels, most of them to defend the honor of whom? Defend the honor of whom?
Is she answering or me?
At this point, I'll take either one. Loren, you first. Who is he defending? Who did he want to defend the honor of?
His wife.
That's correct.
Oh.
Easy one, right?
Cool.
I thought there was something where he got into a duel over a horse.
That would have been a funny answer. I should have went to you first.
I'm pretty sure I didn't make this up.
Roy, we'll let you answer this one. Tipping the scales at 325 pounds, William Howard Taft was dubbed, quote, Big Bill, as the largest president in American history.
He couldn't fit in the bathtub.
He often got stuck in blank.
Yeah, he couldn't fit in the bathtub. Which, by the way, Taft, me too. It's got to be a certain bathtub.
I saw the bathtub at your White House, Roy. It's pretty big. You have no problem.
No, my bathtub now is good, but back when I lived in an apartment, it got smaller as it went down towards the bottom. So, like, I could get in. My butt just never touched the bottom.
All right. Happy President's Day, everybody. The Maney, Roy, and Loren Show. Only facts on this show.
I think I got a C on my history test just like Christmas treeing.
And you guys got an awesome show. I appreciate you guys for having the best morning show.
I love the show. I get up every morning. It's what I look forward to. Listening to you guys every day.
Maney, Roy, and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
What's happening in Hollywood? We know from Can't Beat Loren that there's a pregnancy announcement, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, so Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are expecting their second child. Now, Archie will be 2 on May 6th, and there's no word on a due date just yet, but they announced with a very stunning black and white photo on Instagram. I think it was last summer she had a miscarriage. So this is really cool for the Duke and Duchess.
Okay.
Yeah. They say he's the most beautiful baby in the world. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
We don't know if he's beautiful yet. All babies are beautiful. Let's be honest. Justin Timberlake apologizes to... All babies are cute.
In their own way. What else?
Justin Timberlake. He apologized to Britney and Janet Jackson. Did you see that?
Yeah. I lived through the whole Justin Timberlake thing. I mean, we all lived through it, but I was doing radio at the time. Uh-huh. And I thought it was very odd that Justin never said a word about the wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, so this is about the 2004 Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction. you know, this is all after Framing Britney came out, and Justin Timberlake is receiving a lot of heat for it. So he did apologize, and he said, I care and respect these women, and I know I failed.
So I know also we know the business, and we know that he might have said, I have to say something, and someone somewhere either in his camp or the record label camp said, mm-hmm. Justin, the best thing to do is for you to not say anything. And that's the sad part of it all. Like Amanda and I were talking this weekend about it. You know, that's sad. You have to stand up and say something.
Yeah. I mean, he should have, but, you know, a long time ago. But you just never know if it's a forced thing or if he really wants to do it, you know.
At this point? You mean at this point? Yeah, I believe him now. I believe that
I do, too. But, like, would he have been young. Sorry? Like, that apology wouldn't have been there if nobody would have put the heat on him.
That's true.
You know? I don't know. Anyway, Chris Harrison is stepping aside from being the longtime host of The Bachelor. And this was... after last week, he had defended one of the girls on the show for attending a plantation ball. And he said, well, I wasn't really defending her. I was trying to give her room to talk. But he has obviously received a lot of controversy over that. And he is now stepping aside from the show.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see who they will have host now, if anyone.
It could be Roy, because Roy's broadcasting from home today. And I'm looking at his chair and his microphone. And he's not there.
Oh, maybe he is auditioning.
Roy, are you on audition right now? Could be. He's gone.
It's The Bachelor.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, sorry. I was auditioning.
Oh, I don't see you on camera. Where are you? Have you been there the whole time?
I've been talking and no one's been talking back. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious, dude.
Oh, I thought we're doing a bit.
You're not on the camera.
Oh.
Are you doing what I do, walking around?
Yeah, no, I'm sitting right here. I'm looking at my camera. I see me. I see me. I see you. You see me.
Buddy, there ain't nobody sitting at that computer.
I'm showing her what the camera I have.
I'm telling you, I see me. I thought we were doing like a little bit.
Buddy, your weight loss journey is amazing. You have completely disappeared. You've dropped all the weight.
I thought it was strange. I was trying to bring up more stuff with Justin Timberlake, and Loren railroaded me and just kept talking.
I was like, wow.
Sorry, dude. I could have potted you up, but again, you're not on the camera that we were using from home, so I didn't think you were there. Okay.
Oh, sorry,
buddy. All makes sense.
And to protect the privacy of your home, I didn't want to pot it up. All right.
Anyway, if you want more celebrity gossip, you can head to kiss951.com.
Take us home, Roy.
All right. Toodaloo. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.